step up on Napolitana against Josephville Property.
Good morning.
Good morning. State your name and address, please.
Good morning. Caitlin Napolitano, 83 Park Terrace West, New York, New York, 10034, apartment ground.
Thank you.
Good morning. Suburban Denver and Con, 48 West 37th Street, New York, for the respondents.
Thank you. Okay, why did you bring this case to Napolitano?
excuse me. First and foremost, bringing this case because we've been verbally and physically harassed, myself and the other occupant, which is my legal partner, Carlos DaCosta.
Not named as a party, though, right?
No.
Yeah, okay, just wanted to make sure. No, I understand. My copy of the petition is hard to read, so I wasn't sure if somebody else would. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
Okay, I've lived in this particular apartment 2 years, and prior to that, another apartment in the same building for 8 months.
Okay. And what led you to the court?
I'm here today because I've been verbally told that we are not fit to live in the building, that he wants us out.
By who?
By Joey, who is the son of the landlord. Mm-hmm. He resides in the building as well. He has threatened us. He has. He told us that he's going to get us kicked out. He's accused my boyfriend of being a drug dealer, who is a firefighter for the FDNY for the last 15 years. He has come to our door late at night, past midnight. He has slandered our names in the building.
He's.
He knocked on the door. We asked what the problem was. He said he has an issue. He didn't disclose what the issue was, and then he left. That happened in July. Everything has started since July. I really don't know. That's why it's so upsetting. We had one particular incident that started everything. In the end of July, we came home from work one night. I entered the building. My boyfriend had dropped me off and went to park the car, and we live in the side entrance. So I know I had to use the bathroom. He didn't have a key, so I left the door propped open. It was around 4 in the morning, and we work late, so it was bizarre that the son of the landlord, Joey, was up, and he approached my boyfriend. He physically was aggressive with him. He insulted him. He threatened him. I heard... accused him of being a drug dealer, that he's a degenerate, he used racial slurs. It was just very unsettling. And since then, we've had several incidents. We've had our water shut off the very next day for 7 hours without being notified. No, we weren't notified of it. It was,
I'm saying, did anyone else in the building have their water shut off?
Not that I know of.
Yeah,
the one neighbor that I did speak to, he did not, so I don't know if anybody else did. 38?
38?
Mm-hmm. And overall, there have just been several incidents where he has, he told me I was trash. He told me he didn't want me in the building. He's going to get me kicked out. He's had the super tell other tenants that we're being evicted, which is not true. He's made false police reports about myself, which he called the police on me, saying that I was at his door knocking. I wouldn't leave when I hadn't even been upstairs. I hadn't even left my apartment because the police came to my door and they said that, you know, the landlord's son Joey in 1D, that's his apartment, called the police. They were coming to confront me, and I said, I haven't left my apartment, so I don't know why he would say that. He's also called the police and made a report about my boyfriend, saying that he glued the buzzers in the building, which is just very random and bizarre and wasn't the case. So I feel like he's doing things to make us very uncomfortable, so we don't want to stay. I've spoken with him several times. He's fully aware some of the incidents have happened in front of him. He completely condones it. I've asked him to try to resolve the issue, and he just hangs up on me. He will talk over me. He doesn't want to hear what I have to say, and he hangs up on me. Another issue that we have is we still can't get a key to the building because the locks were changed 3 weeks after this incident, and things have been escalating. So my boyfriend and I have to share a key, and that there have been safety issues. He works overnights for the fire department. We don't have the same schedule. If I don't have the key, then he has it, and we have to share, and I've been locked out. I've requested the key several times. Hamdi, the owner, says that he needs Carlos, who is my boyfriend, Carlos's social security number, which isn't what is stated in the on the website for the housing department. It says just the name, which we provided with him when Carlos moved in. So it's very unsettling. I'm not okay with how things have been going and that he's trying to make us uncomfortable. I wanted to resolve it. I've attempted, and we haven't had any success with that.
I was retained yesterday, so this is the first I'm hearing of a lot of this. I've spoken to Joey, not to Handy at this point, but I am sure that they will deny what she's claiming.
They can come to trial.
Absolutely they can, and as I explained, that's fine, and as I explained to...
And you can ask why she's not entitled to a second.
Judge.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know, but with all due respect, just because she says that's the case doesn't make it true, does it?
Okay.
Right?
I don't want someone to come here to tell me that they didn't have a key.
It sounds to me like that was the last thing. I don't think that's what she said.
No, but why would she just throw it in gratuitous?
I'll find out what the story is.
When?
Can
you make
I'm happy to make a call. I don't even know if the key. I don't know if the key issue was even listed in the. It's hard for me to read because I just got a very light copy, so I can't really. It's okay. I can look at the court files, but I couldn't be aware of what all the allegations were. Give me a few minutes.
Yeah, so that she didn't ask him for the status, but that's not clear. clear, and I did what I asked her to do was I said, if you can get a chance and you think you can do them, to do them at least if you can. And I said, you know, I can't talk to Peter, but I'll talk to him tomorrow. Said she tried to.
Okay. But did he tell her not to do it?
Well, she just said that he didn't specifically tell her that, but she knew that everybody, you know, everybody wasn't doing their steps. So.
I think it wants that.
No, as far as the parts, they can get them probably out of the computer now, so they don't have to do that.
So you don't have to sign those forms anymore?
I've been doing it to be on the safe side, so I know the computer. I've been doing it personally just because I don't trust the computer, because a lot of times it has happened. No, you're laughing, Judge, but a lot of times they made us go back and do it. So I said, I'll just keep doing it until I'm, you know, until I'm the only one doing it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they were all, well, again, I wasn't at any meeting that said told them not to, but my understanding is they were told not to, so, because you can get it out of the computer. So I just, again, from the last time when we had a problem, I said, I can keep doing these for a little while, and that's what I've been doing, but anyway, that's the story.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, the other thing is I honestly don't know how the X thing works out, because the information you get, I'm not so sure it's going to come up.
It's broken down by Jackie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure how that might work out coming out of the computer. So
I don't think it does.
Well, again, I understand that. I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't know enough about where it picks up its information from, so I don't want to say. But anyway, she said she got a chance to do it, and obviously if Peter tells me she's got to do it, then we'll just have to get it done.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.